A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought there would be a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my house. And she prevailed on us. The word of the Lord. The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adores the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all the faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they do not know either the Father or me. But I have told you this, that when their hour comes, you may remember what I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. And so Jesus talks about the Advocate, and as we prepare for Pentecost, what the Advocate is the Spirit of truth who will lead us and proceed, who testifies. And testify means to point towards, huh? You know, so that's what we're called to do. You also will testify. So the life we live is to point people to Jesus. And we can do that not out of guilt, because listen to the second, for the responsorial today. It says, the Lord takes delight in his people. Now, for a half a second, do you even begin to believe that God delights in you? Right? Most of us think, that God is always perpetually disappointed with us. Perpetually. Because none of us are perfect, so he always looks at our imperfections. He always sees what's wrong. But again, the spirit that God gives us lives inside of us, right? He isn't just some spirit around. The spirit lives inside of you from the moment you got baptized. And so God says, the Lord delights in his people, which means the Lord delights in you. Just think about that for a while and testify and point to Jesus. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and pray.